For it's by the healing power of your name, Yah, strength of our Yahshua, we enter here into the bayit of our great King to worship, to sing praises of accolades unto you, our Abba. For you are excellent, mighty, great. You are the Most High. Your Ruach fill this bayit. So as we assemble here on this Shabbat, this Kodesh Shabbaton unto our Abba, we prepare our minds, our Ruach, to the sound of the shofar for the battle that is ahead. The shofar makes an uncertain sound, preparation for battle is not adhered to. So we assemble ourselves to the certain sound of the shofar. Your word is loud, it is strong, it is powerful and potent. It is the most assured thing that we have in this biological, physical, supernatural, and spiritual realm. We have the power of your truth. It is the assurance of our liberty to be free from the powers of sin, that our mind being darkened and alienated from our Abba, we stand in assurance by the light of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, that opens every door to the knowledge, the understanding, the Siddiqa, the judgment of Almighty Yah. So we stand in the midst of your presence this Shabbat to receive of our Abba the glad tidings of your Emhat, your truth, to worship you, Yah, to acknowledge our HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb, for the healing of our bodies, for the restitution of Yisrael, and we may have the mind of Yahshua, as he did all things to please you, Yah, and we will please one another in the fellowship of the Abba and your Son, Yahshua the Lamb. So we denounce every power of darkness, every high thing in us that lifts itself up with pride against the standards of our Abba, against your statutes, against your proclamations. We bind it, we curse it from the root in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We cast it out into the dark abyss, where there is no remembrance of it at all. And it will not torment us. It will not have stronghold over us. Our battles, our trials, our circumstances, they will not bind us or take authority over our minds. We cannot be free to worship you in Ruah and in truth, regardless of what the battle is, the affliction, the sickness, the mental trials of our minds, the spiritual battles that we encounter, we shall stand in the assurance, the all mine of Yeshua HaMashiach. We shall stand in the certainty, the reliability of our all mine, Yeshua, Lamb of Israel. So as we gather this day, give us strength, for your word is our strength. It is our power against the workings of darkness. For your word is powerful and sharp. It is sharper than the sword of the enemy. We utilize the very power of this word to speak unto every circumstance and situation that arise itself up against the standards, the statutes of Almighty Yah. For your validity and the power of your validity, it is proclaimed in your truth. Yeshua is the power of your truth. So we esteem you today. We exalt you today in this bayat. Those that are gathered with us on the live stream, wherever they are, in their homes, in the gatherings, we esteem you, Yah, with our brothers and sisters, the true seed of Israel, the elect of the precious woman, the remnant of the call out elect of Almighty Yah, that desires above all things to walk in the auspice, the power and the light of your truth, in the guidance of our Abba, with total submission, with total desire, that we shall do it to please you, our Abba. Help us, I pray. Give us that wisdom and understanding that we will do all things according to your purpose and according to your will. We shall barak you. We shall esteem you highly. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, for your name shall be excellent among Israel. Heal your people. Restore your people. And strengthen them all, I pray. In the mighty name of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. The Bayan of Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hey, hallelujah. For it's by the excellence of praises unto our Abba. A mind and a love that is sincere and willing. Enter into the Bayat of the great King unto worship him. We ask that you receive the praise offering of Tota unto our Abba. We bow, we honor you, we submit unto you, we humble ourselves before your mighty name. We present unto you the offering of Tota, the praises of excellence, for we know who is our helper and where our help comes from. You are the very present helper in the time of troubles, trials, and affliction. So we pray this Shabbat that you help us today, Yah. Feed us with your everlasting truth. Feed us as we cried until we want no more. And we want all of you, Yah. Forgive us of our transgressions, our denial and defiance of Torah. Forgive us, for we declare unto our Abba with the profound testimony that the dam of Yeshua is sufficient. And we bring with this offering our hands stained by the dam, the blood of Yeshua, for that is the cleansing power of all of our sins, our transgressing the wrath, the offering of beauty today. Yeshua, we bring to you. The offering of honor we bring to you, Yeshua. The offering of praise, Yeshua, we bring to you. The name of beauty and excellence of Yeshua we bring to you. We bring the name of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. We bring his blood before you, the banner, before you, Almighty Yah. We offer unto you, Todayah for Yeshua. Todayah for Yeshua, the Lamb. Hope of Israel. We told you this day, Abba. We will be intrigued by your blessings. We ask all prayer, those that are listening, whoever they are, those that have called for prayer or written, we pray for them, Yah. Grant unto them what is needed this day. Yeshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, Toda Yah. For Yeshua, Toda Yah. For you, my friend, may Yah rest upon you today. Shalom. Yah barak you all. You may be seated. In such dynamics and the power of the word of Yah, because it shatters every kind of preconceived premonition, thought, and idea, what we have of Him. And what it does is break down the barrier of our own hearts that has been enamored or enamored by our own deceitfulness, our own sin practices, and that is a total defiance of Torah. You can sense and see that in this generation. It is one that is under the auspice of the powers that rule. And I will deal with that in great lengths today and show us if it's actually in Scripture, then it must be the truth. It has to be the truth. It is either a total fabrication of some mythical God deity, or it is actually the truth of the mighty Creator of all things that He expressed unto His people the way that He has chosen, the order, the government that He has established in His people, that they will bring unto Him the honor and that He deserves and that He requests of them. It is either that Scripture, it is all truth, or it is a great hoax of the known world today, that every man is deceived by it, and those that honor it as the book of life, it is no more than a deception based upon the deceit, lies, and corruption of man. It is either the roadmap into the kingdom, or it is a false book. I believe the first. It is the roadmap into the kingdom of Almighty Yah. Brings us before His presence. And if this is the roadmap unto the kingdom, then Shatan, the Shadims, must establish a path that seems as though that it is proper and correct. He must have the ability to use Scripture, the Kathay of Yah. He must have the ability to interpret for his own destruction, and that is what he does, so that he may bring a people upon a path that Yah intends for them to walk. He must implement into this world, into the mind of man, a way that seems as though that it is the right way, but it is a way of error. It is a way of falsehood. And it is not a way that leads unto the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And in order for us to understand and know that, we must begin to study Scripture and understand what Scripture teaches us or teach us, that we may be equipped with the mind of Yeshua HaMashiach. And if we do not, then we're going to fall prey to the deception of pagan doctrines that are not based upon what Torah and Scripture teach us. And we will become subject unto those doctrines because we will believe them as the authenticity of the truth of Yah. And they are not. I want to show us something in Scripture today. I would have begun in Timotheus, a young man that Shaul had brought under his wings to teach him, to instruct him in the ways of Yah perfectly, to strengthen him, to encourage him, because he was a young man that was an elder among the elders. He had the character and the persona. He had the ability, for from his childhood, from his birth, he was set aside, anointed, for the purpose of the kingdom work. It was not a calling by Eunice, his grandmother, but it was the calling of Almighty Yah. And Shaul, knowing the opposition and the trials that would try this young bold warrior of the Emunah, the Torah truth, he sent letter unto him for great strength, for great encouragement. Because he knew what would arise in the midst of a generation that is depraved, a generation that is corrupt, a generation that is filled with depravity. When the major news, when everything is revolved around a Jezebel whore by the name of Paris Hilton, when they intervene broadcasters to let you know the drunken whore is going back to jail, when people are given over unto that for the tidbits of a dog, a Jezebel birth out of hell, you know that this is a sick, damnable, wicked, corrupt society. I cannot muster the superlatives from the inward parts of my belly, because I will not even talk in a voice like this. This is a vile society that this slut, this whore, this Jezebel of idolatry, that even her drunkenness exposed, and her drunkenness vileness, it is beamed across the world, because that is news. What a damnable generation. What a vile generation. Bring your wrath, Yah, upon it. Let the fire of Hashemayim pour down upon this wicked, damnable, vile, corrupt generation. Because this is the mindset of this generation. It has turned away from the Torah of Yah. The man is not disciplined by the strengths of Yah. His Torah is his character. His Torah is his dynamics. His Torah is his power. His Torah is his life. His Torah is lights. That is what the Torah of Yah is. It is not some kind of ritualistic practice that we practice as some kind of formation of statutes and ordinance that we choose and pick from those things that we think are relevant in our progression in life. It is not the Torah of Yah. It brings us to the perfect path that we can stand in the presence of our Abba and rest in the assurance of His bosom, because we have the light of the pathway. And that light is Yahshua. It's not you. It's not David Roberts. It's Yahshua. Hallelujah. And so Shaul, understanding the very complications and difficulties that Timothy would endure, he writes unto him in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 3. And what he is dealing with those that there will be a demise and a destructive manner that will arise in this hour. Now I understand that he's dealing with a servant unto his master. We are servants unto Almighty Yah. And so what Yah instructs us in the Torah, if any man teaches anything that is opposing the Torah, he is a vile serpent and a thief that has been birthed by the power of hell. He has not come out of the bosom of Yah. His words have not come out unto Yah. And as Shaul talks to Nebothias, he says, even though if the master you perceive that he has dealt with you with a hard hand, you still do according to those things that are taught in Torah, and you deal with him that way. And so Yah teaches us how to come to him. We have a sense that he has corrected us and chastised us with a great hand, but he still tells us how to get back unto him. He shows us how to come unto him. And this is a metaphoric of a spiritual application of that which was written in the Torah. He says unto him in verse 3, chapter 6. He says, now if any man teach otherwise, and consent not to the wholesome words, not to the truth of Yah, if any man teaches a doctrine that is diametrically opposed unto Yah, he say, even the words of our master Yahshua HaMashiach, and to the teaching which is according to the Shabbat guarding or the piety of Yah regarding his Torah, his truth. If anyone teach anything that is not conducive unto the path that Yah has ordained for us in Yahshua, then that man, he is of deception. His mind has been created by the powers of darkness and the workings of transgression, sinful, willful practices against the Torah of Yah. So if anyone comes teaching anything that is contrary to Torah, to the ordinance of Yahweh, you know that there is something diabolical in that man. It must be according to Torah. It must be according to what Yahshua has manifest and made known unto us, the specifics and the right way of Yah. His way is specific, and his way is right. There's a way that seems right to us, doesn't it? Even our attitudes seem right, don't they? Even our corruptness seems right to us. But it always brings destruction. It causes that ahava for Yah to be lost. And I've always said this throughout all the years. When we constantly defy Yah, it is almost like one felling the tusk. HaMashiach could not fell the tusk that was set before him. And if you go through the same rudiment and regiment every day, and our lives are regimental, tell me, brothers and sisters, what do you do in your life? Even if you had money, what would you do that would not be regimental? You wake up. You eat, you clothe yourself, you go to work, you work, you go to the mall or to the store, you come home and you sleep. It is a regimental lifestyle. It is based upon regiment. And a regiment is a form of training, is it not? When we were in the military, there was what we call regiment. It was a form, it was a practice that you practice every day that it became not second nature but first nature. You did not need the alarm clock to get up because there was a nature, there was a life in you, and boom, at that time, you were up. That's the way it was. And the reason they wanted that because when the battle was ahead of us, when there was an intense battle, you were always ready and the regiment was already established. They did not have to train you. Children must be trained. When you find one with a childish mentality, they must be trained at the same things over and over and over again. The child must be continuously trained. We that are of adultishhood, we shall eat the strong meat of Yah. So those that teach something that is contrary to what Torah teaches, what the word of Yah teaches, he says there's an element of vileness in them. And I want to point out the character of those when they come, what's in them. Hallelujah. Verse 4, he says, that one he is proud. We know that pride goeth before fall. He is one that is full of his hubrisness. For his mind hath been exalted above the statutes of the Torah of Yah. That is what a proud person is. You think that the statutes, the standards of Yah are beneath you. You will say to Yah, I will not comply. I will not be complicit to what you say. We are complicit with Yah because we believe in what he says. We act upon what he says. We practice, we eat, and we dine upon what he gives us. For his bread is the bread of life. He said that one is pride. They're full of pride, knowing nothing. They know nothing. They may be orators, they may speak as though they know, but when a man knows what Yah commands, there is a power of fruitfulness in that one. You can have all the head knowledge you want to. You can understand the theology of Scripture and every kind of dynamics of Scripture, but if one is not doing what Scripture says and it is practical and it is the practicable application of their lives, they know nothing. He said he is proud. You know when what comes in pride, they're very destructive. When one literally think that they know and they don't know what a man knows, he walks in the power of that truth because there's a great delight in it. It is almost like this. Me getting here teaching you and reproving you,
And yet I do not walk in the power of that truth because I don't believe it. What I believe in my life is based upon that. It is surrounded by that. It is the strength of my life. It is what my life's actions are based upon. And our life's action must be based upon the teaching of Scripture. So that one is full of pride. He said he will know nothing. But is sick. He is a sick one. Can you not tell when one is sick? You know, Lord Jayla, Yah took her from this earthly realm, but she was never sick. Do you all understand that? When one is sick, her expression was never sick. You can look at brothers and sisters and tell they're sickly. You can tell they're putrefied, their expression, their attitude. They're sick. They're sick. They're sick. They're diseased. Everything they touch, they cause a canker to be imparted there. And it eats away. They are sick. They are proud. They know nothing. They are sick. Always engaging in questions and verbal battle. They love to express their vile mind. Of course, we've been taught that, haven't we? Well, I will speak my mind. Your mind is juvenile. It is petty. The Scripture never teaches us that. It teaches us to be quick to hear. Never quick to speak your mind. It teaches us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. And that's the generation. And the reason why? Because they have not come under the auspicy of the Torah of the teachings of Yah. And Yahshua is not the life and the power that dwells in them. It is their pride. It is their hubris. It is their ignorance. It's an ignorant generation when Paris Hilton motivates them. That these wicked mammies will not be attentive to their children because they're trying to hear. Sister Roberts and I with the little girls and Brother Nathan, we were traveling back from Lakes the other day. And I had on Rush Limbaugh. And he came on, he began to talk about the person that works for him, Mr. Snurgley. He said, I'm amazed when I came in here today, in the EIB. He said, Mr. Snurgley came into my office and all you could hear from their offices were this newscast of Paris Hilton. He said, I was flabbergasted that Mr. Snurgley, they could not get their work done. They were paying more attention to what was on the news and they had it up so loud because this Jezebel, this slut of darkness, this vile, idolatrous whore was being arrested for breaking the law and they let her out of jail. And this captivated a wicked, vile nation because this nation knows nothing. They don't honor that what they ought to honor and they ought to honor the way of Yah. Isn't that amazing? You must understand they honor that Jezebel. That's why they pay careful attention to what they're doing to her. Whether they like her or dislike her, they still showed her honor. Because they were given over unto the tentativeness of that spirit that's in this slut, in this Jezebel. And they will talk about that and not Yah. And the ways of Yahweh are not impregnated in them, but this vile thing of these Paris dogs and these vile serpents of hell, that's what they love. They know nothing. This is a dumb, ignorant generation. The young men are dumb, they're ignorant. The young women are dumb, they're ignorant. And I say that unapologetically, I say it with all truthfulness. That's the generation that we're in. He said they know nothing. All you get from them is a verbal battle. He said, from which comes now, you will find out of that generation, you will find envy, this perverted jealousy. They envy. They envy Yah. They envy one another. You will find contention, always contentious. I don't care what you say to them. There's a contentious mindset. There's a battle that is always there. I don't care what the instruction is, there's contention there. Reproof of instruction is the way to form and fashion and pattern this life after the will of Yah. For Yahshua, he was instructed. He was chastened of Yah. When he was impaled upon that stake, he gave his face and they pulled his beard, his hair. His purpose was to please the Almighty Abba. And that is our purpose as well. He said, come blasphemy and evil concupiscence or superstition. Now that's what this generation is full of. He said, now when one will not consent to the wholesome teaching of Yah, you will find the power of this spirit, the nature of Shaitan, emanating in the land. Now this character or the characteristics that I've just read off, you find that permeating in the land today. And if you do not sense that, you are a blind fool, you are ignorant, and you truly know nothing at all. He says, and what arises out of that? He says, look now, he said they're first of all, they are perverse, they're useless, and they are empty. There's nothing in them that is worth anything. They are perverse. The conversation is empty. Why do you think that the world feeds them a Jezebel like Paris Hilton? Because this is an empty generation. Those that say they love Yah, they will turn on these damnable things and watch some Jezebel, a slut, a drunken whore, going to jail, sleep with everything that moves. These are dogs. They are adulterous. They're fornicating dogs of darkness. You open your mind unto them. You open yourself unto that spirit. You wonder why your battles are so intense, because you're not opening your mind to the Ruah of Almighty Yah. That's what Shaul says unto Timotheus. I want you to understand this now. These are the things that are going to be permanent, and they're going to predominate in the latter time or the latter end. You ain't not made know and discern the season that you're in. We can't discern nothing at all. We rather have Paris Hilton, this Jezebel. We rather have LeBron James ducking a ball than to have the sure truth of Yahshua eradicating and cleansing every foul, sinful thing that is in us. This is a cursed generation. It is a generation that Yah has forsaken. You that are Israel, you better hold fast to the light. We're walking in such a dark period. You don't have the light of Yahshua in you. You're going to get lost. You're going to get sidetracked. Cares of this life. You're going to try to sow the thorns, the truth of Yah among thorns. They're going to choke you out. You're going to become weak and sickly because you care for the things of this. I don't care what the care is. I don't care if you care for a wife more than the word of Yah, or a husband. You care to get a wife. You care to get a husband more than you care for Yah. It's going to choke out the power of Yah's truth. He said for us to love Him, to love Yah, to love Yahweh with all of our hearts, all of our love, all of our strength, all of our purpose. And then he said, the way you love me, then you love your neighbor as you love yourself. But I want it all. Hallelujah. When a man loves you, that way he will not be brought under the power of these vile spirits of this hour. He said they will be perverse, useless. They will be empty. He said also disputing of men of corrupt. Now, that's profound there. That little simple word. Of corrupt, that their principles are unsound. Their principles are not sound principles. They're not principles of strength. Only the principles of Yah, the tenets of Yahweh, His Torah, are sound. That's what brings us this mighty strength that we need to overcome this thing that opposed the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. They oppose Yahshua. The world opposed Him. The legislative body of the ecclesiastic form, the religious power of that hour, they oppose Him. And they oppose Him today. They are unsound, they are corrupt in their theology, their mindset. That's why you got every kind of little whorehouse on every corner. You got Jezebels that are running it. You got effeminate men that are running it. They're afraid to stand on the principles of Yah. They're afraid because of their own greed and their own lust. I'm driving to one point here. As I said to us, it's either that the soundness of the principles of Yah, their truth, and what the enemy must do, he must impart and plant a principle that will draw the world in a massive illusion and disillusion that they will be given over unto that. I will show us right here in Scripture, and I will show us applications of that spirit, what it does to man. He says they're disputing, they're men of disputing, because their minds are corrupt. That's why everyone wants to dispute His name. They want to dispute the principles of Yah. They will dispute Hamashiach because they are corrupt men. Their minds are unsound. Their thoughts are unsound. Their desire is unsound. Their minds are corrupt mind, and they are destitute. They're destitute of the truth. And we know that his Torah is the truth. When you find a mind that is destitute of the truth, it is a mind. Listen, when one is destitute, they will keep it back by fraud. They will know it, but they will not speak it to the people. They will not tell them. So the mind of this generation, it is destitute of the Torah, the Emet of Yah. They will not teach it. They know of it, but they will not teach it. They know the Mitzvah of Yah, but they are not sound today. Because they're not applicable, they're not applicable to the principles of this wicked, vile generation at all. You see, if they did that, they cannot hold their festivities unto their gods. And all of these festivities on the Shabbat are festivities unto their gods. Unto Midi, unto Gath, unto Belial, unto Baal. These are gatherings of churching. They're churchified, they're churching on the Shabbat in one of the most greatest activities of festivities unto the pagans, unto the degenerate world today. So that's why they hold it on the Shabbat. Everything. They run to the malls on the Shabbat. They buy, they sell, they go on the Shabbat. Certainly they do. It is a time of a Shabbaton unto Yah. It is a time of rest and refortification. Everything, their children baseball, their children basketball, their children dance classes, the children swim classes, that they're gathering with their friends, they're eating gluttonously in their restaurants Saturday mornings. You can't find a place. The highways are filled. Why? Because they reject the principles of the Torah of Yah. That's what they do. Sunday is not like Saturday. The seventh day is not like the first day. And on the first day of their pagan worship, did they enter into their pagan whorehouses to offer up offerings? It is not of Yah. Scripture doesn't teach that. These are men that are destitute of the truth. They keep it back by default, and people love it that way. They love it that way. They want men like that because they don't want to have to deal with the transgressive wickedness that's in them. They don't want to deal with that. They don't want to see their vileness. They don't want to hear the truth. Yahweh Tzedekah, it is His righteousness. And the righteousness of Yahweh is His government. What governs Him is what He says. He said, the law of the Torah, my perfection. That is what makes you right. That is what makes us right. The thing that governs Him, that governs His purpose, that governs His dynamics. He says, my Torah is that. So His Torah or His righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting in His Torah. His Torah is the Emet. It is the truth. You can't reject that. Hamashiach, He was the full truth of Yah. Yahshua is the fullness of that truth. In an earthly tabernacle. He is the fullness of that truth. You cannot reject that. So Shaul says, you're going to see the Spirit. They're going to be destitute of the truth. And this is what I want to deal with today in two aspects. Supposing that gained Baal, gain is Yahweh's blessings. Do you hear that? He said they will say that the gain by greed and the gain of hastily, to be hasteful gain. Isn't that what we are taught as a child? We go to school, get a good education, get a college degree, that we may have one thing, and that's gain, Baal. This world is based upon the principles of darkness. I don't care what you think, parents. I don't care what your perception is. As a child, my mother always said, go to school, get a good education to get a good job, and the good job implies that you will have gain in this life. You will have what we call success. That is not what Yah teaches us. He teaches us to rely upon Him totally for bread, for life, for water, for substance. He wants us to rely upon Him. And what the powers that be that are destitute of the truth, they have defrauded the minds of the people because they will not teach the Torah. They bring them down a path that's a gain. Is the way that that shows this nation and the world that you have the power of Yahshua HaMashiach and the power power of Yah works in you, but it's a deception. It's a lie from hell. It is not. He said, those that have that Ruah, he tells us here. Let me go back a little bit. He says, they will be destitute of the truth, supposing, imagining that gain, Bachol. I'm going to deal with two aspects, as I said, Bachol and Bartash. I will tell you what they both mean. Bachol and Bartash. He said, they will suppose that gained is the true identity of Yah's blessings or presence. And he tells Timotheus, he says, from such withdraw, Rahal, withdraw, to become far from, to be removed far away, to be distant from them, to have no fellowship. Now that is what the book says. We are such a generation that has been lulled by ignorance. And they got an ignorant little whore named Paris Hilton. She looks dumb. She talks dumb. She's of stupidity. They are nothing but anorexia, puking up everything to keep themselves that way, cutting off every little thing of fat. They're drug users. They are goddess of the world, and a goddess has always been one that engages in some kind of sexual impurities with other gods, and they engage with every kind of sexual export that is vile, far removed from the natural nature that Yah has put in a man and a woman to be reproductive and to carry forth the seed that he has set forth life in. And that's what they are. And so a nation and a people are consumed by that, and they will listen to a damnable story on it. I would use the proper pronunciation of this Jezebel. And yet they have not even 1 hour to examine Scripture to see why even they allow this form of trash into their minds, that they would even think on it. That they want to hear the next episode. That they want to know what's going to happen after that. That they will actually slow their day down to, because they're captivated by that. This whole nation is captivated by it. I was listening to a news article this morning, and that's what they were saying. That they preempt Mr. Gates' speech of national security to say that this whore was going back to jail. Broadcast in France, and England, and Russia, everywhere. The paparazzis from all over the world, they were there. By the hundreds of a slut. Hallelujah. And you cannot get one of them to come here and hear the message of eternal Yahshua, salvation of Yah. Hallelujah. And they will say that, supposing that Bachol, Botaj, it is the gain of Yah, it is the blessing of Yah. He said that, I warn you, Timotheus, from those kind. Now, do you hear me? He said, from those kind, from such. From such, that is what it says in text, doesn't it? He says, from such I want you to withdraw, Rahal, to become distant, to be removed from, and go far away. That's what he means. You understand, I was saying to the brothers of the day, I've always been an ignorant man. And the only way that one's learning increase is to admit that they're ignorant. And then you search out the truth of the matter. So for me to think of the word withdrawal is to mean just to remove myself. But that is not the implication that Yah is speaking here. Those that say that I'm blessed, quote of God, I will show you who they're blessed of. I will show you that spirit in Scripture. You can take these Scriptures back. You can let them listen to this broadcast. And because they're destitute of the Torah, they will reject it. They're not going to hear it. Well, why is that? Because Yah doesn't intend for them to hear. He said, you have ears, but you cannot hear. You have eyes to see, but you cannot see. Because I don't intend for you to see. Just like Balak, he said, I don't intend for him to see that Malak, the one of death, that's going to destroy him, Balaam. He said, but I have an ass, one that is ignorant, that doesn't think much of himself. Anytime you young men or women think highly of yourselves and think that you have a spiritual revelation, you have no revelation. For the power of revelation, first of all, listen, when a man or woman has a revelation, it makes them free. And you see the power of that scepter in them. When a man gets a true revelation, you will see the strength in that man of that revelation. When it becomes so profound that his whole life is catered around that issue of scripture and truth. What? Whatever Yah says and is cut fair in scripture. For this is the life of Israel. He tells us from such, withdraw yourself from them. Withdraw yourself. Get away from them. You remove yourself from them. Well, I've been blessed. They will tell you, quote, I'm blessed of the Lord. What Lord's? There are folks in the drug community, they're blessed of the drug lords. The landlord, because they charge them $600 for a rat hole and others $800, they think that they are blessed, but then they do not have Yah and the power of Yah to barak them. When Yah barak a people, we are barak of Yah. That means he bows before us. He honors his house. There's only a small remnant of the seed that Yah honors. He doesn't honor this wicked generation. It is not of Yah. He tells us to withdraw ourselves from them, to remove ourselves from them. Why? Because they suppose that gain, Baal, I want you to understand that is to gain by greed or to get gain hastily. That is what Baal means. Baal. Is this a greedy generation? Are these whorehouses feeding the greed? Are the T.D. Jakes, the T.D. Snake Jakes, the Kenny Copperhead, Copeland? Is the witch doctor, down there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Robinson, or Roberts? The witch doctors. And they teach this greed philosophy. It is not the gain of Yah. It is not Yah baraking, or the barak of Yah upon the people. And also, batash means to violently make gain. To violently make gain. That's what the drug lords do, don't they? They make gain that way. That's what fathers that deny their children, their families, to get gain for a piece of paper or some metal or tin. Deny the institution of the power of Yah in their home. Deny the power of fatherhood or an avat in their home because they're worried about the cares of this life and the things that choke out the power of Yah. That's a violent gain. And then they oppose their wives. They treat them violently. And they don't treat them right. I don't back down for nothing when it comes to the word of Yah. I don't care who it rips, who it cuts. Hallelujah. I will toda, my brother. Toda, 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 yeah. For that. Hallelujah. And this gang that violently, they will do violence against Yah. They will get upset with Yahweh. They will denounce the power of Yahshua. He's given us power. Hallelujah. He declared unto us that the sparrows they sow nor do they reap. But his heavenly Abba know what they have need of. And he make provision for them. He said, are you not much more than sparrows? Even in the cool of the day, the sparrows began to rest. They gather themselves in the treetops and they rest. And the people of Yah, driven by the power of this Baltash, the spirit of this Baal, it is none of you. And so this mindset that they shall have done a magnificent and an excellent job by instituting the spirit. Why? Because they're destitute men of the truth. They're brought in this perversion because they will not adhere to wholesome teaching. Anytime you young men and young women will not receive wholesome instruction, you're in a whirlwind of wickedness and mess. You're going to be given over unto the same kind of spirit. And you will go away from Yah and think because you got a car or a house, you have the gain of Yah. What stupidity. Hallelujah. Yah said, from such you withdraw yourself. You remove yourself. You rahal. You become far from them. You distance yourself from them. You separate yourself from them. He means what he says. Did he lie? He did not lie. And if you get a Hebraic Aramaic dictionary, you look up that word, withdraw. It will tell you what it implies in the form and text of the writing of the sentence grammar. And Yah is implying here, you be far from them. You separate yourself far. You get away from them. And what they use the thing that they suppose is gain to say, Daddy, look, I got a car. See, I know that, quote, God is with me. They're not lying, unquote. God is with them. Daddy, I got a new job. Mama, look at me. I'm dressed fine. I got on the fine clothing because God is with me. They are telling the truth. They have not lied. But the mighty one, the Elyon, Yah Almighty, is not with them. Let me move on. I'm going to break this down precisely. It's going to be precise. You will have no spirit of arguing, disputing Yah, or trying to dispute man because of your corrupt mind and your corrupt way. Mishli, Proverbs 15. We know that Solomon, the author of Proverbs, was he poor or was he very rich? He was wealthy, wasn't he? That even the world marveled at the wealth of Solomon. The Queen Sheba came and she came because, not because of what he had. Do you hear me? Not because of his wealth. She wanted to hear what was coming out of that man's life, out of his mind, because of his wisdom, because of the discipline of Yah, because of the understanding of the data of Yah, the da'at of Yah. She wanted to hear that. This world wanted to hear about this Jezebel yesterday. Their ears are tuned to Paris Hilton. Oh, the God of this world keeps them always in some kind of derision. After this little Jezebel fly over, he'll bring up some homosexual man that everyone thinks that they can have. He will not even spit on the women that want him. Hallelujah. Raise up something that to fantasize them for a moment. This is a stupid generation. It loves fantasy and fantasizing. It loves things that are surreal. You spend most of your time on things that are surreal, dreaming. What a damnable waste of time and energy. What a foulness, dreaming to have what? I don't dream of nothing. I don't even allow myself, even when the thought of that come out, I repudiate it because there's an evil intent. It's full of vanity because it produces nothing. I wish it was in the book. He said, those that of that nature, you withdraw yourself. Well, that's my cousin. She attend the big whole house, the Christian deliverance. Honey, I'm blessed of the Lord. I got a new car, baby. And you know God is with me because I got my children. Ooh, they're doing so nice in school. They're making A's and B's. What damnable hypocrisy. I'd rather have a son that is versed in Torah than a son that is magnum cum laude of Harvard's. I'd rather have a lowly son that has the degree of Yah's wisdom, or daughter, than for her to be valedictorian of some whorehouse pimping thing we call school. They pimp your children away from you. They raise them to have disdain for you. You can say what you want to, hypocrites. That was the whole purpose of them, to remove them, to defile the Torah of Yah. Yah says you mom and you dad, you raise your children in the auspicy and the direction of the Torah. And so the devil says, give them to me and I'll make them despise your creator. I will make them think that they came from some amoeba form. And then we began to question the authenticity of your truth. You know, as a child, they taught us we came from the Cro-Magnon. The men, the different dispensation of men. I used to know them, never learned them, but I knew them. Neanderthal men, that's what we came from. We came from this amoeba. They were planting the seed in our mind, although we will go to our whole houses on Sunday, but they were planting that in our mind. Shaitan, the power of words are very dynamic and very powerful, brothers and sisters. Don't let nobody catch you on that. Every word has a distinct power of spirit to it. That's why Yah spoke to a people with words that compose of the composition of there were 3,200 words. That he would be direct and precise in what he says. And so this dysfunctional language we speak today, it is a dysfunctional language. It is a crazy language. It's a language that is carved out of actually pagan diadems and pagan liturgy. That's what this language is carved out of. Hallelujah. Because it was a pagan people. That's what it's carved out of. It is not carved out of the root truth or the root of truth. It's not carved out of the Arabic, the Hebraic language. is composed of every kind of pagan symbol and sign. Hallelujah. And I am a man that believes in the etymology. I do search words not because I'm that ignorant. You're smarter than me. I have no problem with that. I have no compunction with a man being smarter than me. Really, I do not. See, I know my place because I'm an ignorant man. I'm ignorant to many facets of life. I'm ignorant. I understand that. That doesn't mean that I'm not abreast of things. I'm abreast of most things. Probably more than you. That doesn't mean that you're not smarter than me. I have no compunction with that. But this is an ignorant generation. It's just an ignorant. It is a generation that is void of the knowledge of the power of the knowledge of Yah. So they suppose that their gain means that Yah is near them. And the power of Yah is represented in their gain. It's not so. It is not so at all. Solomon says in Mishlei 15:27 Proverbs, he that is greedy of gain troubles his own house. Now, is that a true analogy today? If this is what the T.D. Jakes, the snakes of hell, the Benny pimping hen pimp, the folks like a pimp prostitutes. Come on, he pimps the folks. Brings in $100 million a year, he's pimping them. This Osteen, this smiling child of hell, that's what he is, an unclean thing. He says, I don't tell people about sin. I use the positive things in Scripture. He's a damn dog what he is. He's not using the positive nature of Scripture. Because everything that Yah speaks is positive. HaMashiach said, these words I speak unto you, they're the Ruah and their life. Every word has the power to devastate, to heal, to build up, to bring down. As young ones, when I was growing up, I don't know if they say it today, but it was an old analogy, an old proverb. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but talk would never hurt lies. Words pierce. That's why they were created. That's why Yah gave us a language that would create a pure form of worship in our mind to Him. Words were created by power, by the powers of hell. That's why Yah separated man. And so what man has done, what the powers of darkness have done, they have taken the pure language of Yah and they have tried to manipulate it and form their own meanings of their own words. Yah is precise in what He speaks unto us, that we will have no excuse at all. We're not going to have an excuse. That's why Shaul said to Timothy, as you go back to the Torah, you go back to the scroll and study. And study and see what if HaMashiach has spoken unto us, whether it's the truth. He says, study the Torah, study the book to show yourself approved of. Even among those that are religionists and those that think they know the Torah. He says, study. Study. To show yourself, to make yourself known that you are approved of Yah. And the things that you speak, you know that Yah approves of them. And it's not, you don't need the approval of man. You will know that Yah has approved them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know it is of Yah. He that is greedy for gain. Is that the message today in these whorehouses in the temples of God? The temples of many? Quote, God wants you to have it. Stand up now, 10 of you all. God's son, give 1,000. You're going to get it tenfold back. Yah said, withdraw yourself from them fools. Don't even allow that spirit to permeate your home. Don't even allow their words to enter into your homes. But this is a foolish, stubborn, stupid generation. Yah wants to train His people. That's why He took Israel out of Egypt to train them. Come on, their parents that are listening to me. You that are here, when you allow the world to train your children, don't tell me it doesn't create this rebelliousness and this hard-headedness and this corrupt mentality. Don't tell me it doesn't. Yah wants you to do it. And so what Shaitan has done, he has presented before the people because of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, because if they got what they call a nice house, it makes them feel nice. So he has given them a greed for gain instead of gaining the things of Yah that produce the power of Yah, the light of Yahshua, and the life of the power of that life of Yahshua, and then they become consumed with death. They wore out. Their countenance is disfigured. The children are rebellious. The children going in one path. The parents going in one path. Their entertainment is to turn on the blind, ignorant thing, and it blinds their minds from the reality of Yah's story and His truth. I don't care if you don't like me, you don't have to love me, but it's still the truth. The minds are blinded. And there's no time for Torah. There's no time for studying. There's no time to seek Yah out. He said, he that is greedy of gain troubles his own house, but he that hates gifts or bribes shall live. Those that hate, the world bribes you. It draws you away. Come on, I'll give you a job making $7 an hour, but you have to work on the ship. Listen now, we give you all holidays off. Give you Xmas, Christmas, Easter Monday. And I tell you what, my friend, since you were sent with a great recommendation, we give you Easter Friday off. This bishop would say, come on here, somebody. I'm bringing it down to the basis of truth and reality. When a man hates those bribes, he says, nah, I can't deny the Torah. I can't deny the memorials of my Abba. I tell you what, I work on Christmas. You give me tabernacle, Shavat, Sukkoth. I'd rather have that. Well, what day falls on Tuesday? Well, I don't know about that one. That's what they do. So those that hate the bribes, those that despise them, say, nah, that is the one that lives. The power of the life of homeless is real in them. Those that do not, they trouble their own homes. They become very angry with their spouse, with their children, their siblings, with one another. Because they're troubled, yeah, those that are greedy again, I'm going to work. We're going to put back 75 in your check and 50 in mine. They're greedy for gain because they're full of pride. And they measure themselves against those that are around them that are in debt, that are broke and have nothing at all. Do you understand? And that's their gauge of measuring themselves when they have arisen. It is almost like the Negro. When the Negro thinks he has arisen, he moves into a community whereby he thinks all white folks are or Caucasians. That's a sure sign of arising. And the white folks says, to me, that's my sure sign that I'm full of belief and I'm getting out of here. You damned over here. Christ gets sent here, says not so, but that is the truth. So when he thinks he has arisen, he goes out to the white community, he establishes him a place and look around, live out there. Oh, most white folks live out here. The Caucasian says, too many of them come in here. Let me get out of here. When the true Hebrew Israelite has arisen, he will dwell with his Hebrew brothers and his sisters. He will love to live with them and be with them and walk with them. That's the difference. And the rage of the color of the Hebrew Israelites is from one creaminess to one that is blacker than black. Not these crazy white boys that think that they are the Hebrew Israelites, or these black boys and Negroes that think that they are. Hallelujah. I don't back down, and I will not apologize for what I said. Hallelujah. So you think you have arisen when you compare yourself with some wicked, perverted man or woman, that their homes are trouble? You that agree to gain, that's why you're trouble all the time. Is it a gain for the soul, damnable flesh? That's why you trouble. Any kind of gain. I don't care what the gain is. When you're greedy for, when it's about you, when you consume what gain or what I want, you're going to always have trouble. You're going to always have trouble. But those that will say, I will not receive the bribes. Now the enemy speaks to your mind and say, when you do that, you can get it. Just tell a lie. Say, nah, I want to live. We'll cheat and you can get your credit card. Just lie and all that. You say, nah. I will not do that. It's a generation that loves bribes. Is this making sense? Well, of course it is to me. I said to my wife other night, I said, Sister Roberts, do I preach or speak on a variation of things? Because I don't think I do. She says, oh, yes, you do. I said, no. I don't see it that way. I really don't, because first of all, the order of y'all's house, we got to get that right. We got to. I wish I could holler loud enough that would burst our eardrums. I really do. We got to get it right. We must. It's amazing that how he spoke to tens of thousands, and yet his voice could be heard, because he declared, "He that had the ruah, let him hear what the ruah says. He that had ear, let him hear what the ruah says unto the assembly." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What Yahshua spoke, he said, these words that I speak, they are not mine, but the one that sent me. He was sent with the life of Torah in him. He was the Torah. He is the love of Yah. He is the bosom of Yah. That's what he is. He's the living power for my Yahweh. Without Yahshua, there's no power. There's no living power of Yah. Because the words have been given unto Israel, and they still produce nothing. Produce an adulterous people, an adulterous people. That's all they produce. It did not produce a people that had a true Ahava, love for him. We got to get back to the book. We got to get back to the ancient ways. The ways that we have followed have destroyed us. They're bringing us down, brothers and sisters. Removing us away from Yah. We don't even have love for Yah. We're not even intrigued by what He says to us. We have disdain for what He says. We have hatred for what He says. We get offended at Yah. We get upset. But we don't get offended at the enemy of hell. You can't be greedy for gain. It is out of Yah. You can't have no bakal. You can't have this greed to get something by hastily. You will work yourself to death just to get a car. Instead of Yah. You will do some violently wicked to make sure you have what you want. To make sure you baltash. It's not of Yah. I'm going to show us the gain of Yah. I'm going to finish this whether you're restless or what. Because there's someone out there listening and want to hear. Yah says unto Yeshua, He says now, there are men out there that they do not have the Ru'ah of my truth in them. They're pagan men. They're not teaching my people the truth. And you will know the Ru'ah of that man, the spirit, because this will be the manifestation of him. But he says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 56 and verse 9. He says, I want you to understand the Ru'ah, the spirit of these men, because they are not of me. He says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 56, 9. He said, all you beasts of the field, come to devour. He's speaking to the beasts. He says that this beastly spirit, this beastly mentality, I want you to come and devour. Yes, he said implicitly, he said, yes, all you beasts of the field, of the forest. He says, why? Because my watchmen, they are blind, and they do not have the anointing or the light of Yahshua. These men today do not have the light of Yahshua in them. They have the light of a pagan deity. I'm going to identify that deity. I'm going to show you what Scripture says about that God and that power. He said they are blind and they are all ignorant. They have no life of knowledge. They are void. They're destitute of the truth. He did not say some of them, but he used the word all, and that is called kola. In the Arabic term, that means inclusive everything. Nothing is missing. He said they're all ignorant and they are all dumb. Elaim, they're all dumb. And you would think that they have just simply no knowledge of the truth of Yah. But it actually means the Elaim. It implies that they're muted. They don't speak it. They're silent. They're unable to speak. That's what it is. You got these men, they know, but they're muted. They won't speak it. There's silence when you ask them, well, what about the Torah? But what about these things right here we call the commandments? Are they real for us? Oh, brother, that was for the Jews. Well, okay, if that's what you said, quote, is for the Jews, that's what they say, it's for the Jews. Well, then I can go out here and kill somebody then. I can go out here and kill, can I commit adultery? Can I steal and cheat? Can I do that? Well, brother, that's not what he means there. He means, Jesus did that. And so, but my brother, and they become very evasive. But Yah has written unto us, every word of Yah is pure, isn't it? And therefore His servants, His people, it is a refuge unto them. His word is a refuge unto us. So we take refuge in the mitzvah, the discipline of our minds and our led by Yah. We take discipline. And so you got these elaim, almost the word we use in the vernacular of what we call slang jargon, lame. That's what it is. Elaim. You see, unless you understand the slang jargon that is silent to you when someone speaks it to you, you don't understand that. You don't. The vernacular is totally different. And so he says they're all elaim, they're all dumb. He called them dumb dogs. He said they cannot bark, they sleep lying down, and they love to be lazy, they love to slumber. A little folding of hand, a little slumber, a little sleep, and then poverty comes, doesn't it? That's what comes, poverty. And so what Yah has allowed, because this generation will not adhere, it will not hear to the voice of Yahshua. It will not hear to the calling, and that means it will not give, it will not shema, to hear, attentively, to receive it, and they will not shemaka, to observe the teachings, the principles of Yah, and to do it with a great delight, with purpose. They will not shemaka, what Yah says. There's a generation that has this thing for Yah. He says they're dumb dogs. They love to sleep. They love to slumber. We have a generation that is full of poverty. He said, yes, I'm implying here, yes. He said, they're greedy dogs. They're greedy dogs. That's what he called them, greedy dogs. And a greedy dog can never have enough. Man has a house and a car. What more does he need? He needs 50 pair of shoes for what? I said to the brothers, I got about 12 pair of shoes. I cannot wear them all. 50 pair? 100? He said they're greedy dogs. They're greedy dogs. They can never, listen, they can never have enough. Is that the spirit today? Come on, brothers and sisters, they can never have enough. If they get $10,001, they want $10,011. They get $10,011, they want $11,000. The land of the treasures here. And the malls, the stock market, the stock, the Dow Jones is going to eat it all up. I'm not laying up nothing for us here that the king and our disobedience unto Yah will be a testimony against us. We will use it for the kingdom work, to bless the work of Yah, to bless the power of the spirit of Yeshua, to make it known unto Israel. They can never have enough. Shepherds that cannot understand, they're ignorant men. They're dumb. They don't understand today, Brother Dale. They're void of the knowledge, the da'at of Yah. They have no power to understand it. Wisdom is the principal thing. But in all thy getting, get what? Get understanding. They don't understand the Torah. They don't understand the word of Yah. They're novice because of the emotional expression of their oratorical ability. That doesn't produce the power of Yah. Neither more hollering either. Hallelujah. Man must be proficient in the skillfulness of the sword of Yah. That's what a warrior does, doesn't he? Soldier understand how to use the sword. But a warrior is skillful. Every movement, he doesn't expend energy. He doesn't have any wasted movement. Every movement is for purpose. He doesn't. He is skillful. He is a tactician. He knows tactics. That is what a warrior does. A soldier follow the regiment. But one that is combat ready and understand the opposition. Every time he pulls the sword of the Ruah, which is the word of Yah, he uses it like a tactician. He knows where he's cutting. He intends to cut you. He intends to drive it. He intends to expose it. He intends to cause a circumcision, a bad mirah of your heart. He intends to. Not because he has the ability to articulate and his expression of his vernacular is so intriguing that the words mesmerize you. Now I want the truth to mesmerize you. I don't want no articulation to mesmerize you. I want the truth. I want the truth. And the truth, when it began to mesmerize you, began to attack the thing that opposed you. The enmity of your own heart, your own spirit, your fleshly will, your fleshly purpose. Your fleshly ways. Is that making sense? You sure? All right. I can press on. I will press. He said they have no understanding. They look to everyone's way. You mean they look to their own way? They have their mansions upon the hills. Their fine things that they call fine. They look to their own way, brothers and sisters. They don't look to the way of Yah. They look and they care about their own way, their own. That's all they care about. They don't care about no one else. They care about their own. They don't care about that child that is under the auspices of a widow. They care about their own way. They care about their own greed. And they will never be satisfied. They will never be happy. They look to their own way. Everyone for his gain. Everyone for his own batage, for his own gain, for his violently greedy gain. They violently use these women today. They tell you if it wasn't for the woman, would be no assembly last from hell. If it wasn't for Hamashiach, Yeshua, there would be no Bayat Makdash. No tabernacle, no house of Yah. Now you can say that if you were to phrase it, it has a true resonant about it. Well, the women, there will be no church. I understand that. Because these are whorehouses. These are not the siblings of Yah. And a church is not the pyre of Yah. It is a pagan gathering of pagan gods. A pagan worship. We're in the Bayat. Makadash.
mocked us, the tabernacle, the body of Yahshua HaMashiach. Well, I don't see no reason why I can't say it that way. Well, I would say it the way Yah describes it. Hallelujah. So they all look to their own gain. Whether there's a little whorehouse here, they will say, I want to give you a kind of a analogy of how they do it, a presentation. Yea, saith the Lord God, I sense this folly and this foolishness. You understand? It's a form of hypnosis. I want to show us something today in Scripture. You all better hear me, brothers and sisters. We're ignorant. We are unlearned people. That's why we don't know the way of Yah. And when Yah, if He gives us any man to stand here, He has labored in Scripture to give us the finest details of what Scripture says. You better hear it. And so they bring them into a trance. This false thing, what they call the tongue, is not the speaking of Yah. Hallelujah. Because if a man truly speaks in the power of the tongues of the Ruah of Yah, well, truly when they speak like that, you're going to have some interpretation. You're going to have a prophecy concerning that. And I see through. They're hypnotizing the people. It is a form of magical ritualism. That's how they do it in chanting and Buddhism. I know what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. They do it in all kinds of religious practices as a form of chanting. But what this thing we call Christendom, it has perfected it in a way like no other religion. For this is Shaitan's masterpiece, what we call Christianity. And that is the truth. The Lord says, there's none of you all here. None of you are far from also peace. Of course, He knows the nine that probably can muster up 500. This dog is looking for his own gain. He's not looking for the gain. Little welfare mama sitting over there, broken. Nothing. Too ashamed to tell him that she's broke. Hungry at home. Because this fat, greedy dog that stands before them like a pig out of hell. He's a dog. I watched Shaka yesterday. I watched him puke like a dog would puke. And I watched that vile dog lick it back up. Every bit of it. And so these same dogs, they puke over and they regurgitate the same thing over and over. That's what they do. And they're not concerned about the gate. They're looking to their own bataj. They're violently. Well, sister, you said you were going to give 500. You know you're going to have a curse on you. You know you don't vow to the Lord and don't pray the vow. That's what they do. They violently oppose and abuse the minds of the people. And this ignorant generation, they set into that trash. They violently, they're looking to their own gain. They counted up, and this for me, and they wasted on frivolous folly. That's what they do, brothers and sisters. The offerings of tithes are for the store bayat, or the house of Yah. He said, bring them all into the house. Why? That there may be the wherewithal, that will be the meat. When you need meat, there will be meat there in the house. Yeah, the preacher gets out and labors around here, and I do. But that time that the preacher is going to say, Deacon Minnie, you all, I got things to take care of. To go to the meat box. And I need to go to the meat box. And to make sure we got the right meat to eat to give us strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His life and his pattern after Yahshua. For my riches are stored in the kingdom. When I see my HaMashiach, Yahshua, I'm going to be like him. And the moment of the twinkling of the eye, I'm going to be transformed. I'm not living to see what my gain is here. I don't want to be able to baltash. No, I don't want that. I don't want the bakhal. I don't want to do it with greediness and violently. I don't want to get it that way. I want to do it according to Yah's will. He said they cannot understand them. They're looking for their own gain, their own baltash, for their own wrongfully. They gain things wrongfully. It is by violent wickedness that they gain things. He said from their own quarters, from their own places. So they will oppress these little whorehouses to death. They will. They will have their little gathering of four or five little whorehouses, and each one will oppress them. You will bring your little group over here. We're going to rob them, and then I will bring them to my place. We're going to rob them. That is not of Yah.